From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Up next, he's back, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com joining us to give us some health tips. We'll take your call shortly with him as well. Here's the phone number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, but people taking notes to what Ben is saying. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And don't forget to hit that website, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. We've got a great program for you tonight. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs back with us. Registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, has been compounding custom medications and formulating nutritional and skincare products and consulting with doctors and patients since graduating from the University of Colorado in 1986. He is a member of the Critical Health News team. And, of course, again, that website is criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, George. Happy Valentine's Day. And I did not get my Coast to Coast roses.
You did not? No. Something must be wrong with the shipping department. We only sent out 4 million.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't get mine.
Do you believe that?
Everybody got a Coast to Coast flowers. Well, thank you for doing what you're doing, George. And thank you, and a happy Valentine's Day to you and your...
Can you believe the next time you're back with me, it's going to be March already?
Yeah. You know what? The months are flying by, the years are flying by,
life
is flying by, and all that reminds me, and I'm seeing my friends and my family, my mom especially, getting older, it just reminds me that you want to take care of your body now. You don't want to wait. Time goes by so fast, and all of a sudden you're 70 and 80 and 90, and your body's falling apart, and you can't get it back. You want to take care of it while you're young and while you're healthy, while you're reasonably healthy. You
exactly.
Take care of your body.
My mother, who's going to be 94 in May,
how's she doing?
Took a little tumble a few weeks ago. And, you know, those falls, that's what gets those older folks.
It could be the end.
But she's okay.
She didn't break anything.
She bounced back. She said she bruised her leg a little bit, but she said she's fine and she's back at it again.
But your mom was taking care of herself for many years.
Oh, my God. She was Miss Supplement.
Yeah, back in the 60s, 50s and 60s.
She used to cut out articles about supplementation.
What are we talking, the 50s and 60s?
Yeah, and put them in my room and stuff like that.
Wow. How long have you been supplementing?
Probably since I was 15.
That's amazing.
And it's gotten better since I met you and Doc.
Yeah. Well, you know your stuff, George.
Yeah, I learned it. Learned it the hard way.
Yeah, high hyaluronic acid, George.
You and everything else. I have many, many emails that have come in, Ben, that we'll talk about before we take calls at the half.
Okay.
One, of course, had to do with a person who said, my father has been on statins for years.
Oh,
can I get him off? Now, I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor.
No, but I'm a pharmacist. I know all about statins, and I also know all about cholesterol. And I will tell you definitively, with no ifs, ands, or buts, there is no more important molecule in your body, no more multifunctional molecule in your body, no more anti-aging and healing and stress management, more powerful stress management molecule in your body than cholesterol. And to shut down its production with a drug is flat-out ignorant biochemistry. Not only that, but anybody who's hip to the cardiovascular system understands that it's not cholesterol that is really the problem. It's the weakness in the blood vessels that cholesterol is patching up that is the problem. And strengthening the blood vessels and the heart is really how you take care of cardiovascular disease. The real problem with heart disease, George, is sugar. That's the problem.
Really?
Yes, because cholesterol is a building molecule. And when we eat sugar, we trick the body into thinking it's supposed to be building. Sugar signals building. And then we're not building, we're not working out, we're not exercising, and so all that sugar gets stored as fat. But the biochemistry of the body is such that when it sees sugar, it thinks it's supposed to be building. So cholesterol goes up. If you want to lower your cholesterol, you take sugar-metabolizing nutrients like niacin, the ultimate niacin for longevity, like the sweeties, chromium and vanadium, and you keep your intake of sugar down. In fact, if you want to do one thing to improve your longevity, if you want to do one thing to improve your quality of life and reduce your risk of chronic degenerative disease, or to reverse chronic degenerative disease, it's to lay off the sugar. And I'm not just talking about pies and cakes and desserts and soda pop as
and candy bars.
As candy bars, as problematic as those are. But even things like breads and pancakes and refined carbohydrate cereals, refined carbohydrates of all kinds break down into sugar. So weaning yourself off of sugar is job number one if you're interested in reversing chronic degenerative disease or preventing it and increasing longevity and using nutrients that support sugar metabolism. In fact, it's been shown that niacin, which is a sugar metabolizing nutrient, you find in the ultimate niacin from longevity, is equipotent, same potency for lowering cholesterol as a statin drug, with no toxicity, with beneficial effects, no side effects and toxicity, but beneficial effects for your skin, for your digestive system, for your brain, for dementia. And on top of all that, you don't need to get a prescription for it. You can just get it right off the longevity website or call Critical Health News. Ultimate niacin, just as potent as a statin drug, and instead of the toxicity, you get multiple health benefits.
What do you do, though, if this listener's father goes to his doctor and the doctor says you are not getting off the statins?
Well, you know, I have a lot of friends who are doctors, and doctors are well-meaning folks. And you know, when the doctor says something, he's been studying the body for a while, so he understands certain things. However, the doctor, you don't work for the doctor. The doctor works for you. And so if you want to get off a drug, and I always tell people, if you're on a chronic drug chronically for the rest of your life, as they say, your number one health challenge is to figure out how to wean yourself off that drug, and you do it with your doctor. Say, look, doc, statin drugs are going to knock out my cholesterol. Cholesterol is important for my brain. It's important for my muscles. It's important for my testosterone and all my DHEA and all my building hormones and stress management hormones for making cells. I don't think it's a good idea to put me on a statin drug that's going to just willy-nilly knock out the production of this major, this massively important molecule. How about if we wean me off of the statin drugs and I'll go on a low-sugar diet, I'll treat myself like I'm a diabetic, and all diabetics know that their cholesterol is high, diabetes and elevated cholesterol go hand in hand. I'll treat myself like I'm a diabetic. I'll wean myself off the sugar. I'll use the ultimate niacin from longevity and the sweeties and all the natural blood sugar stabilizing nutrients and wean me off of the statin drug. And it's the patient's right to do that. Yes, the doctor understands things about the body and biochemistry. And by the way, I like doctors. I have a lot of friends who are physicians, and they're really
good. Like them more than doctors.
Well, Doc has the personal experiences with them that I haven't had. I have a lot of friends who are physicians. They're well-meaning, beautiful people. They want to make a difference, a fundamental difference in people's lives, which is what health is. It's a fundamental aspect of our lives. But they're also people, and they're bought into the same memes, the same belief systems, and even more sometimes because they get propagandized in medical school, like I got propagandized in pharmacy school. So they believe things, and sometimes they're busy, and sometimes it's easier to listen to the salesperson than it is to do the research.
Well, what if you're on statins, you get a blood test, and the test comes back, and it shows all your cholesterol levels normal?
And you're on a statin drug?
And you're on a statin drug.
Wean yourself off a statin drug and see what happens. And by the way, at the same time, you want to make sure that you're exercising, that you're going on a low-sugar diet, maybe ketogenic or some kind of low-carbohydrate diet. You want to make sure you're taking care of yourself. Look, George, the body is designed to heal itself. We have to get this through our collective heads. The body is designed to heal itself from the genetic level upwards. We are the descendants of ancestors who survived by healing bones that broke, by healing tissue that was torn, by supporting blood vessels and supporting the heart under all kinds of stressful conditions. We're the descendants of those ancestors who made it through starvation and through mechanical traumas. So our bodies know how to heal. We don't need to be pharmacized to be healthy. And make no mistake about it, pharmaceuticals, while they're necessary sometimes, are poisons. And what doesn't show up as a side effect is the fact that your body is mobilizing precious resources to detoxify that statin drug. So sure, there's side effects from a statin drug because you're suppressing cholesterol production, suppressing coenzyme Q10 production, but what doesn't show up as a side effect is deficiencies in the nutrients that are required to purify and detoxify that poison. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a side effect. It's a depletion of precious resources that are going to cost you health and longevity. So drugs of all kinds, while they're occasionally necessary, should be regarded as necessary evils. and they should be considered to be a poison that the body that we want to cleanse our body of as best as possible. So stay on your statin drug as long as you need it, and then wean yourself off of it by changing your lifestyle. And understand that the body has healing built into it from the DNA upwards.
What if you were put on the statin because you had cardiovascular disease?
Well, you have cardiovascular disease. Why do you have it? There's no cardiovascular disease angel that sprinkles cardiovascular disease dust on your head. It's a metabolic issue that's caused by lifestyle problems.
Sure.
For the most part. There are some genetic familial hypercholesterol states that people can have, but for most of us, elevated cholesterol represents a dysfunctional lifestyle and diet. Change your lifestyle, change the way you eat, and you'll find that the body will love you. The body will repair itself and recover from whatever your metabolic issues are, and you'll be able to live your God-given 120-year longevity lifespan that we're all supposed to have.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Again, the number to call for assistance. They're taking notes as Ben talks, 1-855-949-7234. And the website to go to set the world record again, criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take calls at the half, by the way, in all of next hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I want to thank you again, though, Ben, you and Doc, for the service you provide for us. You've been sponsors of the program for years, but more importantly, you give great information to people.
We do, and we do it, you know, we do it all week long, all month long, even when we're not on the show. We're giving out advice. We're helping people understand how to use nutritional supplements and helping people with their health challenges. You know, we suffer in this country, George, from low PQ. We have IQ, that's your intelligence quotient. Now there's EQ, I'm sure you've heard of emotional intelligence. There's something called PQ. I made that up, but it's real. PQ is physical intelligence. We suffer in this country from low PQ. We don't understand how our bodies work. We don't understand what our pancreas does. We don't understand what our gallbladder does. The doctor says, oh, we got to take that gallbladder out. We say, I don't know what it does anyway. You might as well take it out. Because we don't understand the basics of how our body is put together, we are leaving health on the table. We suffer. We have a shortened longevity. We end up losing our organs and being put on poisons because we don't understand how the body works. So both Doc and I are dedicated to helping raise PQ, helping people understand their bodies. And that's why I'm always, when I go, I come on the show, and even when I do my own show, when I do my presentations, I always tell people how the body is working to produce the disease state. I don't want to just say, take this pill or take that pill. I want everybody to understand the mechanisms of their disease state and the mechanisms of recovery and the mechanisms of the nutritional supplements that they can take to support that recovery.
Ben, we're going to come back and start calls with you next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. They've also got free apps now in the App Store, criticalhealthnews.com. Download it to your phone, and you can have some fun getting information on that. And the toll-free number to call for assistance anytime, after the show, during the show, tomorrow, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, for you personally, what is one of the greatest moments that you've had on this program with people who have contacted you after the fact?
On the Coast to Coast program?
Yeah.
I've had so many. The one that stands out the most probably is the kid with the colon cancer. I think I've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the early shows that we did probably 6 years, 7 years ago. The kid had heard me on the radio, heard me on Coast to Coast, and he contacted me, and he had been diagnosed with colon cancer, which is absolutely horrific, as you can imagine. And put him on a program, and within 6 months, he was clear. And that was the most dramatic thing in all the years I've been practicing. That was the most dramatic recovery that anybody ever made. Cancer is a really tough one, because once the body goes into the mode of carcinogenesis, once the cells start to go crazy, it's really difficult to turn them off. It can be done, and I have a textbook called Spontaneous Remissions. It's a bunch of case studies on remissions, cancer remissions that have just occurred, and they call them spontaneous because they can't figure out how it happened. But they do. And we know that cancer happens all the time in people, and the body takes care of it. So there are mechanisms in place for taking carcinogenesis and cancer and reverting it back, cells that are cancer, and reverting them back to normal cells. But it doesn't happen that often, and that was probably the most thrilling thing that ever happened to me in my healthcare.
All right, well, let's go to the phones here, Ben, and we'll do it next hour as well. People are lining up to talk to you.
All right.
First-time caller Daniel's with us in Bakersfield, California. Daniel, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, George, just want to tell you, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank
love what you do.
Thank you, sir.
My question is mainly just about metabolism. I used to be in the military. I used to be in, like, peak physical shape, and I would put my body through rigorous physical activities on a regular basis. My main concern is when I used to work out, I used to take a lot of pre-workouts, and at that time when pre-workouts started coming out, there were a lot of unregulated stuff within them. And let's fast forward, like, 15 years later, and I'm, you know, I'm overweight. I have live a sedentary lifestyle. I kind of have an active work life, but I'm trying to recharge my metabolism. And I don't know if I shot it by doing all of those pre-workouts, and I just totally holistically want to just recharge my body, get back into shape. But I don't know if I've done something biologically to mess it up.
The body,
I just want your opinion.
The body is massively resilient. You haven't done anything permanent. What you want to do is you want to sensitize your insulin, make your insulin more powerful. Over time, our insulin becomes less sensitive to sugar. Your body has to secrete more insulin in order to make up for the decreased sensitivity. You end up with high levels of insulin and low levels of glucose control, blood sugar control. This is what we were talking about earlier. Taking care of your body's ability to handle sugar is next to working with digestive health. The first thing you always want to do is work with digestive health. But the second most important thing is taking care of your body's ability to handle sugar, resensitizing your body's sugar metabolizing hormone system, which is, of course, largely based on insulin. You do that, number one, by going as low sugar as you can. When I say sugar, as I said earlier, I'm talking cereals and breads and pasta and potatoes and rice, anything that breaks down into sugar. You want to be doing protein and veggies now and fats. Protein also, by the way, gets turned into sugar, so you got to be a little bit careful with doing too much protein. But basically laying off the refined sugars and then using nutrients that supports your body's ability to handle sugar. We talked about chromium, vanadium. Young Jebby's got a great product called Sweeties. We talked about niacin. And by the way, there's some folks that will tell you that niacin will temporarily raise your blood sugar. And there's some
it'll give you a flush.
And it'll give you a flush. If you want to reduce the flush, make sure you're using essential fatty acids. The ultimate EFAs will reduce the niacin flush, and the niacin flush goes away over time, just like the temporary elevation in blood sugar that sometimes occurs when you start taking niacin will also go away. But what niacin does, vitamin B3, is it's part of something called the glucose tolerance factor, the GTF. And this GTF is a group of molecules that helps the body handle sugar and sensitizes or potentizes insulin. So using chromium, vanadium, and niacin, all the B vitamins. In fact, very interestingly, this is a really cool story. There was the very first vitamin that was ever discovered was called vitamin B1, thiamine. And it was discovered when it was noticed that people who ate polished rice that had the coating removed, people liked white rice, they still like white rice, were deficient in this, or were getting this nerve disease. And this nerve disease is very similar to diabetes, to peripheral neuropathy that occurs with diabetes. And they discovered that when people ate vitamin B1 or they ate the polishings from rice, that these neuropathies, these peripheral neuropathies, these nerve pains started to be reduced. And it turns out that thiamine is not only important for this peripheral neuropathy, and anybody, I know a lot of folks are dealing with peripheral neuropathy, which is a classic sign of diabetes. It turns out that thiamine, in addition to helping folks deal with these nerve diseases, is also important as a blood sugar stabilizing nutrient. So using thiamine, vitamin B1, in addition to vitamin B3, as well as chromium, vanadium, magnesium, George, I know you love magnesium.
Oh, yeah.
Also important for the blood sugar system. Zinc is very important for blood sugar. Vitamin A is very important for blood sugar. So to cut to the chase here, you did not do permanent damage to your metabolism. make sure you're working out, and exercise, by the way, helps lower blood sugar, and then also using the nutritional supplements that we just talked about, and then also going as low sugar in your diet as possible, and you'll find that your metabolism should recover nicely.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. What do you think of metformin for glucose control?
George, it's like the statins. It's not, the statins and metformin are not like the worst drugs you could take. There are definitely worse drugs than them than those. But why would you take a drug that your body now has to process as a poison? It has to use its precious resources, its zinc and its magnesium and its copper and its vitamin C, to detoxify the metformin, when you could just wean yourself off the foods and change the way you eat. We have to understand, we have to begin to understand the relationship between the foods we eat and how our body shows up from a health or lack of health perspective. Our collective health as a culture started to decline around the turn of the 20th century when we figured out how to process foods, when we figured out how to extrude foods. When we started to eat these now processed foods, now they have ultra-processed foods that have been shown not only to mess up metabolism and to throw off blood sugar, but they're even associated with cancer and dementia as well, brain diseases. So we have to learn to control our foods and to nutritionally supplement. Will metformin work? Probably it'll lower your blood sugar, but at what cost? It's, in my opinion, it's not worth it.
Next up, Ruth is with us in Oahu, in Hawaii, west of the Rockies. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
What can be done for squamous cell carcinoma and varicose veins?
Okay, there's two important questions. Squamous cell carcinoma is a form of cancer, skin cancer. And unfortunately, skin cancer rates are increasing. But the most important thing about skin cancer is the word cancer. It's not the skin. Cancer shows up in various parts of the body, and the important part is not where it's showing up, it's that it's showing up. And cancer shows up when the body is under duress. What is cancer, really? Cancer, first of all, there's no such thing as cancer per se. There is skin cancer and prostate cancer and all these different organs that are related to the cancer, but cancer is a cellular phenomena. It's a cell that is going crazy. Look, for a cell to become a liver, or a cell to become a heart, or a cell to turn into an organ, requires of that cell to give up its independence. So basically, you take the liver. It's made up of liver cells. The liver cells are called hepatocytes. Or we'll take the skin cells. They're called keratinocytes. So you have these skin cells. They're giving up their independence so they can become the skin. They're giving up their independence so they can become the organ. But in return, they expect to be loved. They expect to be nurtured with nutrition, they expect to have oxygen, and they expect to have a clean place to do their work. Under conditions of starvation or malnourishment, under conditions of low oxygen, and under conditions of toxicity, a cell will say, you know what, I'm not going to be a skin, I'm not going to be a liver, I'm not going to be a bone, I'm just going to divide on my own. I'm just going to become like a bacteria. I'm just going to divide. I'm not going to give up my independence when you're not taking care of me. So cancer represents an adaptive response of a cell. A cell doesn't know what else to do, so it just starts dividing. It doesn't give up of itself to become a liver or a skin or an organ because it's not being taken care of. So cancer is the price we pay for not taking care of ourselves. So what do you do for squamous cell carcinoma? You load the body up with antioxidants, number one. Vitamin C is phenomenal for the skin as well as for skin cells and for helping stabilize cancerous cells. And there's a lot of literature on vitamin C being protective against and even helping reverse cancers. Vitamin E is another very important nutrient for the skin and also for cancer. There's a wonderful molecule that is the body's natural cancer fighter. It's called glutathione, and you may have heard of this, George. Glutathione is made in the liver, and it's the body's most important cancer fighter. By the way, Youngevity has a new product called Repair Plus, which is a glutathione product.
I didn't know that.
It just came out. It's a glutamine product, but glutamine is a raw material for making glutathione. Selenium is also important for this glutathione molecule. Sulfur is important for this glutathione molecule. These are all strategies you can use for all cancers, nutritional strategies. And then the second thing, varicose veins, that's a sign that the blood is not circulating as it should. The venous system, the blood is a circulatory system is a circle. So the blood goes from your heart and it goes into a big circle and comes back to your heart. On the return trip, the blood is not being pushed as well, and it depends on our muscular movement in order to push the blood upwards. Over the course of a sedentary lifestyle, we don't get that blood pushing upwards as well, and the blood starts to pool. And that's what causes varicose veins. It also causes hemorrhoids. So there's a couple things you could do, and the technical term for this is venous insufficiency. In other words, the venous system is not moving the blood as well as it should. So number one, exercise is the most important thing you can do for hemorrhoids as well as for varicose veins, and also edema in the feet in the ankles, swelling in the lower parts of the body. So moving the body, moving through exercise is very important. Oxygenation is very important. Do you know, when you breathe, George, your diaphragm goes up and down. It acts like another, like a part of your heart. It acts to pump the blood. Just breathing deeply will push the diaphragm up and down, and that can support the blood movement as it returns to the heart through the venous system. And then there's things that you could do to support the vasculature itself. Vasculature is made up of connective tissue, and using things like whey protein, for example, to build the connective tissue, or vitamin C to build the connective tissue. Get yourself on an Mighty 90 essential nutrient supplement program like the Healthy Start Pack, and then use the antioxidant nutrients for taking care of the cancer. And make sure you're breathing correctly. If there's any toxins that are getting into your system, you want to make sure that you're taking care of those by eliminating the entrance of food toxins most especially.
All right, we have text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben, Greg in Weslaco, Texas. He'd like you to discuss sciatica and the best way to treat it.
Yeah, sciatica. I can't think of... There's not a lot more miserable conditions than sciatica. The absolute awful pain that goes down your lower back through your hips and through your butt and down through your legs. A couple things you want to do. Number one, you want to do physical things like body work. I love rolfing. Rolfing is an amazing body work that's a little bit painful when they're doing it, but it feels great when it's done. Even just a good massage can help with sciatica. And then there's anti-inflammatory nutrients. Magnesium is one of the all-time great anti-inflammatory nutrients. The Osteomag from Longevity is great. Longevity's got a great product called the CM cream and the CM capsules. That can help with the inflammation that causes sciatica. And then interestingly, when you fast, this is for all chronic pain conditions, by the way, when you don't eat or you intermittently fast or you reduce your calories, the inflammation that's associated with foods, and make no mistake about it, when we eat foods, especially fatty foods and the wrong kinds of fatty foods, we go into something called postprandial inflammation. Prandial means eating. That means post-eating inflammation. So reducing your intake of foods can be very helpful.
That's important. Ben, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and chat more and take calls next on Coast to Coast AM.